be terrified. Well, thank you, Ian, for coming and offering to talk about your reminiscences of September 1939. So,
well, I'm happy to share things with you.
That's great. So, can you remember anything at all about the 3rd of September?
Yes, a little. I would be 8 years old.
Oh, gosh, so when were you born then?
1931. And in 1939, I would be eight. So, as I remember the day quite well, really. Not that you think about these things all the time, it's just that something might happen to bring things back to memory.
So where were you living?
Well, I was living in the north of England. We had returned, gone there to live because my mother was a northerner and my father a southerner.
Compromise.
So we went from London to Gateshead.
Ooh.
And the day in question was that I happened to go into the room where my mother and some of her friends were waiting for the radio to come on.
Mm-hmm.
And they were waiting to hear the message that Lord Chamberlain was going to give, which seemed an important one.
Okay.
And that was to say that we were at war with Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very upsetting time for my mother and her friends because it meant war and the menfolk having to go into the forties and do war work and all sorts of things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what can you remember happening next? Did anything start happening in Gateshead?
Well, yes, the things did start to happen. Things like schools closing and children being evacuated. I wasn't because my mother wanted us to stay together.
Mm-hmm.
And the schools were closed, and then gas masks. And you had to go to be fitted for one.
Right.
And I remember going to this building, and you waited in one room, and then they put this gas mask on your face, and you had to go into this other room, and it was dark in there, and I didn't like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to go across this room and go through another door to go outside into another room and have the gas mask taken off.
Right.
And I didn't like it, and it sort of made your eyes sting.
Right.
Well, mine it did. And then they sort of started doing things like putting like sticky tape on windows.
Mm-hmm.
And blackout curtains.
Right.
Because they stopped having lights
in the street.
In the streets, and
mm-hmm.
and you couldn't have show any light at all.
Right.
And you had a lot of people, and we did have blackout curtains, mm-hmm. which were curtains that were black.
Yes, I suppose so,
yeah. And my mother was an air raid warden, and my father was still working for a while. And then they did digging and doing air raid shelters.
What, an Anderson shelter?
They did different shelters,
oh, right.
really. I know of three kinds, although I don't know the name of each one. Mm. But the Anderson shelters, which were the corrugated ones mm-hmm. that people had in gardens, mm-hmm. or if they didn't have a garden, then they were, there was this one friend, they were in a flat, and they had a green in front of it, and that was dug into the sections to put an air raid shelter
right.
for people to go into.
Right.
And I was a naughty girl one day because I was a bit of a tomboy.
Right.
Yes. And there was the area ready for an air raid shelter. And I thought I would try to jump across it
uh-huh.
from one side to the other.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't succeed. I ended up falling into the dip and broke my leg.
Oh, gosh.
So I remember that.
Yes, you would. Oh, gosh.
And of course, there wasn't anyone around.
No.
And a friend's brother was coming to look down at me. And I sort of crying and sort of, would you get my mummy?
My gosh.
And she did
yeah.
come. And of course, got me out of this hole, and I had to go to the infirmary, which wasn't too far away from where we lived. And the next day, I had to go to Newcastle Infirmary, the hospital there, to have it a plaster put on.
Right.
And I was very upset because I wanted to go and see a Shirley Temple film.
Oh.
And I couldn't go. So I wasn't very happy about that.
Did you catch up with her later?
Well, many years later when they were doing repeats.
Right. So what did your dad do?
Well, he was into sort of engineering of some kind,
oh, right.
but I don't know.
Did he go off to the war, or was it a protected job?
Well, he was called up eventually.
Oh.
He was in the artillery,
oh.
and his friend went before him, and the job that my father was doing, and I suppose he had to finish that.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, he was called up.
Mm. Were you the only child?
Yes. Yes. So, as I said, it was a very busy time, I suppose, really, for parents.
Mm.
The bridges going from Gateshead to Newcastle, the one that the trains went across to go into Newcastle, you could walk across that, but you had to walk on the left.
Right.
That had changed. Mm-hmm. You couldn't go where you wanted to, sort of thing, and so you had to keep to the left.
Right. Okay.
You had identity cards.
Gosh.
Which I have said I remember the date.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the number.
Right.
FBAR stroke 3.
Right.
Dad and Mum were 1 and 2.
Right.
The same bit at the front.
Right, so what happened when... did you carry on going to school after you recovered from your...
Oh, no, not for a while, because they were closed, you see.
The schools were closed?
Oh, yes, the schools were closed.
So what?
And then they decided, of course, that there were children who were still at home. Not all of the children were evacuated. So they decided to reopen the school, you know. Certain ones, I suppose.
Right. So, were you never evacuated then?
Me, no, I was never evacuated. No, as I say, my mother wanted us to be together.
Right.
Which was strange, really, because as an ARP warden, she had to take her turn when they were on duty, and I was usually. With friends or neighbours and
right.
in their shelter.
Did he get bombed a lot, Gateshead?
Well, of course, as a child, I don't think I can really say honestly. It was bombed.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, this one where I fell in the the area that was for a shelter. The friend there of my mother's, I went to see her the one day, and I think she'd had a new baby, and another child she had, and we were sitting there having some lunch. Well, it rice pudding. The baby was in the bedroom because it was a flat, but it was just the like one story ground and then another one on the top. And the baby was in the cot, and the cot was where the window was.
Right.
And we were having rice pudding. I never did get any, because as I put my spoon to have that rice, a bomb was dropped.
Oh, really?
And it was nearby, and it shattered the window, and of course the lady was very upset about her baby. So she picked the baby up quickly, and we had to go down the stairs to go to the air raid shelter.
And leave your lunch behind.
Well, you didn't hang about. So it was a case of, as she and of course her children came first, and I had to follow them, you see.
Right.
And so I didn't get the rice pudding. When my mother knew, she thought it was very funny because the spoon had gone up in the air and I never got the rice pudding. But I fell down the stairs.
Oh, no.
I fell across the road to get to the air raid shelter, and I fell in the air raid shelter. So...
You had an accidental war then.
But...
Can you remember things like rationing?
Well, yes, she had a ration book.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you offhand what you were allowed, things like that.
But did it affect you, though?
But it did affect you, yes. Mm. You And people that did important work, mm-hmm. I think they got a bit extra, you know. And there are certain things you didn't get.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, things were scarce. And it was a case of make, do and mend with clothes.
Right. I've always wanted to know this. Did you get your own ration book as a child, or was it just your mum and dad's and you got caught up in theirs?
No, I had a ration book.
You had your own?
I had a ration book,
Did it have a extra, did it have a sweet allowance in yours?
Oh, good heavens, you didn't get sweeties. once a month you had so many... sweets, you know, a ration of sweets, because it went on for quite a long time, the rationing did.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things that come to mind. And some of the food, the dried eggs, because you didn't get many fresh eggs, and you had dried egg.
Right.
And it was all right for cooking, putting it in a to make, but not really to eat. I know you had to be careful. But then after the war, I think they said it was a healthy diet.
This is true.
Yes.
So, did you, when rationing ended, did you look forward to getting anything you hadn't had before?
Well, it wasn't so much when rationing ended, but when the war ended.
Right.
Because then you could have things.
Right.
Like bananas. And... various fruits that we didn't grow.
Okay. Now, you were 8 when it started. Your education got disrupted. Did you leave school at 14?
Yes.
What did you do? What did you do?
What did I do? I worked in a department store.
What as?
What as?
Yeah.
Well, when I worked in a department store, for a little while, because I was poorly, so I had to leave. And later on, I went back to the same department store.
Mm-hmm.
I was a bit older then.
Right.
But I worked in the as the cashier and in the and in the office.
Right.
Then, yes.
You sound like you had a kind of a checkered childhood, all these accidents and being poorly.
Well, my father went into the forces when he was called up, and he went. But it seemed a long time when I was a child, but I don't think it was really long when Paul's looked back into family history, which I was surprised about.
Yeah.
And he had to do war work,
right.
And we were sent to the Midlands.
You were sent to the Midlands?
Yes, it was compulsory. Well, my father came. And we were in the north, and he was in the Midlands, and had to work at some factory or up there.
Really?
And he was invalided out of the army.
Right.
Oh, and yeah. And it always, as an adult then, when I thought back, it always amazed me. If he wasn't well enough to be in the army, but he could do 12 hours or more.
In a factory.
In a factory. Mm-hmm. But,
so how did you survive? What did your mum was an air raid warden, but that was a voluntary job, wasn't it? Or was it a paid one?
Yes, no, it was voluntary.
So did she work at all then?
Not then. Not then she didn't.
No.
But their air raid shelters were interesting,
mm-hmm.
because the Anderson air raid shelter, which is the one that I fell in,
mm-hmm.
sort of thing. But they had one like a table,
right.
in the house,
right.
in the say the living room,
mm-hmm.
where they had the meal,
mm-hmm.
and they it was metal of some sort,
mm-hmm.
and square. And I suppose it was how many people could get in it. And it's the height of a table sort of
right.
thing. Because sometimes if I had to go into this family shelter, and it had got, it was like a cage. It had like a wire around it.
Right.
And and then, of course, they had shelters, public shelters,
mm-hmm.
which were brick.
Mm-hmm.
And
so, what did you do for education? Did they never let you back in school? Did you get taught at home?
Oh no, I went to. I eventually went back to school.
Right.
Yeah. But. I went to an open air school, so that was different from a day school.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
An open air school? You mean a school without a building?
It wasn't just it. It was a school where the classrooms you had. It looked like a normal classroom, but one side of this particular one, it was like a concertina door that opened and you had that fresh air.
Right.
And then you did so many hours at school. In the morning you had lessons, and then you had lunch, and then you had you had to have a rest in the afternoon.
Good idea.
You know, so,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, did you come from a Christian family? Were your mum and dad, did they know the Lord? Did that affect how you lived and got on during the war?
Well, my parents were very strict, but they weren't practicing Christians.
Mm-hmm.
I would have said they were both lapsed. Christians,
mm-hmm.
you know, but they were very strict.
Mm-hmm. That was the way then, wasn't it?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And even though I was an only child, they were very strict with me. Yes.
Well, you were the only daughter, weren't you? Precious.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Mm. So, is there anything else that kind of leaps out of your memory about those days? Any special friendships or any special events, you know, like bombs falling down on the next door
house?
Well,
not friends in that sense, because the girl that I was very friendly with was evacuated, and that was when I was 8-ish.
Right.
She was evacuated, and I was very upset about that. You know,
you must be one of the few children around.
Yes, I was.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But that was in the north of England, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, I think the blackout as well had a. Everywhere being black, and you had a torch, and the torch, when you went out, because obviously you couldn't be in no lights. But even with the torch, you couldn't have the whole beam of the light.
Mm-hmm.
You had to have a disc of paper, like,
mm-hmm.
with a hole so big.
Oh, gosh.
And just have that, you know.
So you didn't have anything dramatic happening, like, you know, like bombs falling next door on the house, or there's no reason why you should. Some people did.
Well, yeah, you might have them falling in streets, mm-hmm. not in the house that I lived in, mm-hmm. But you had them round about you, mm-hmm. you know. So we were fortunate. My grandmother in London, she was bombed out twice.
Oh, gosh.
You know.
Right.
So that was very...
They didn't evacuate grandmothers, though, did they?
They didn't evacuate grandmothers, no.
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 Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it was nice to have some nice things to have when the war was over,
mm-hmm.
even if it was still rationed.
Mm-hmm. So what were they, the nice things that happened when the war was over?
Well, the nice things was that, as I say, you could have some fruit.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember VE Day and VJ Day?
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I was working when it was VJ Day.
Didn't they give me the day off?
No, of course not. And when it was VE Day, people were at, having parties, mm-hmm. and...
did you have a street party?
There was a street party, but... the actual day sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Within a few days, you've got people dancing in the streets and all that sort of thing. And
didn't they support? Did you join in as a 14-year-old or whatever you would have been then?
Oh yes, yes. Well, you went round because it was very exciting.
Yeah.
You know. And another exciting thing was when they put the lights back on, of course.
The lights, yes. Of
yes, when the lights could go back on. Yeah. My friend and I walked round the streets just to see the lights. You
lovely.
Know, but that's just some of the things,
yeah,
you know,
yes,
that you remember offhand.
That's fine. That's fine. There's many things to remember, many things that time takes away.
And there was an air raid, and my mother was on
duty,
and we heard such a noise.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Went to open the door to see what it was, look out. But it was, of course, that was an air raid. And my father pushed me behind the front door, and an aeroplane went down into Newcastle,
right.
which we could see.
Right.
Engated, we could see into Newcastle.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
One or two frightening experiences, mm-hmm. but
well, can you share any of those?
Well, we went to an aunt of my mother's had died, and she. Had gone to be there at the time, because then they had people at home when they died, and
mm-hmm.
and they were laid out, as they called
it. In the front room.
And my mother had gone for that. And when this raid was on, where I'd lost, I didn't get any rice pudding. My father came for me and was taking me back home. And the raid was still on, you see. And it was over the hills, and there was a... You wonder how this plane managed, because there was a balloon on the hill, a barrage balloon on the hill, but it did. And that was a bit scary, because it was... Then my father threw me on the ground and was trying to protect me.
Good man. So, but, now, when you worked in a department store, what can you remember about that? I mean, because the world, those things don't exist anymore, do they really? So what was all that like then?
Well, in the department store, of course, there was still rationing.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, that when I was actually in the office, you had to count the coupons. Because when you bought your clothes, it wasn't only money, but coupons.
Right.
And you couldn't just go and spend how you do today.
Right.
So
to give you a coupon in as well?
You had to pay your coupons. And they had to be banked,
really?
Believe it or not.
Gosh. Right, I never thought of that before.
Oh, dear.
But they must have sold a limited supply of clothes, maybe.
Oh, well, they didn't sell many clothes. Not like today. I mean, very wasteful today. I mean, then it was a case of when, like a man's shirt, the collars were when they were going fraying at the neck, then they were reversed. So that went underneath, and the top was nice, you see.
Yeah.
And the same with cuffs, the cuff on a man's shirt.
Yes, yes.
And and I had clothes made out of adult clothes when at the earlier part, when I was 8 and 9-ish. I had a skirt and bolero made out of
a skirt
A bolero.
What's a bolero?
A little jacket.
Little jacket, all right. Yeah.
Yes, with no sleeves.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Sleeveless little jerkin or whatever you want to put a bolero in.
Right.
And so bolero and skirt. A blouse or, you know.
Made out of adult hand-me-downs.
Oh, and when I went to work when I was 14, and you had to wear, a black or navy blue dress, and I had again, thank the Lord for friends, a friend of my mother who had a black dress, probably too small, and I ended up with that, and put in braid. I don't really like black for me, but of course having to wear it, and I had to put it round the neck, a round neck, so I put three rows of different coloured braid ribbon, so that it would brighten it a little bit.
And they accepted that, did they?
And that was all right, yes. And I had another dress with buttons at the front made out of the blackout curtain. So,
very good.
So there you are. You
so
see.
How much were you paid for this illustrious work?
Well, a week's wages was £1.
Sorry?
£1. £1.
£1?
£1 for a week.
What was a week?
5.5 days.
So Monday through to Saturday morning?
No, it was Wednesday afternoon off, so just Wednesday morning, but you worked all day Saturday.
Oh, right. Oh, gosh.
Yes.
And what was that, 9 till 5 or 7 till 8?
No, it would be roughly 9 till 5 or 6.
Right.
You know. Yes. And the, of course, money as well. You got £5 notes, you know. White, big,
right.
£5
notes.
Yes. But a pound.
Was a note then, wasn't it? A pound. Yeah. Amazing.
I got £1.
And how much of that did you have to give to your mum?
15 shillings.
15 shillings you gave to your mum?
15 shillings, and I had 5.
Right.
Yes.
Gosh.
I'm afraid no spoiling night today.
No. See, it's just going on a little bit, if you don't mind. Did you meet your man during these years? Or was that much later?
That was later, okay. Yes. But my husband was in the army.
Right.
Yeah.
So what did he do in the army?
He was in the Coldstream Guards.
Oh, was he?
Yes.
So he was a tall chap?
Yes, 6'3".
Right.
Yes.
Right. Excellent. Right. So, looking back at it, I mean, these formative years of your life in Gateshead and everything that was happening, and you know, what did you enjoy most, if that's the right phrase? What really... In all that chaos and all that change, was there something that you thought, looking back, actually that was very good? Was there something that strikes you as being, that you today you think, oh, if only we had that now, you know?
Well, I think the thing that I most missed was the, I suppose I had a happy enough childhood, and I enjoyed the freedom of the hills in the north of England. Mm-hmm. I didn't care for the Midlands.
But was there something about the way of life that is different?
Well, as I say, things were strict, and you, no shops were open of a Sunday, and I mean, people either went to church or went for walks, you know, and you had your Sunday best. I couldn't play outside. You didn't play outside of a Sunday. No. You
once or twice in the war, they called for National Days of Prayer. Do you remember them?
I don't.
No.
I honestly can't say
okay.
I do. No.
It's okay.
No, I can't say I do remember that. But it's and then of course, as I say, things had to get back to normal. I had a lot of, when I was working, 14, and I had a lot of pen friends, either a friend's brother or a friend,
yeah.
Or some father would ask me to write to his son or whatever. pen friends, but and I usually got to know about the first six weeks of the training. And,
right.
Yeah.
Right. So those were the days of. Did you walk everywhere, or those were the bicycle, weren't they? Did you have your own bicycle?
Oh, walk everywhere.
Walk everywhere.
Walk. Yes.
Yeah.
brought everywhere. But
was no, it hard to get new shoes?
No cars.
No cars.
Very few cars.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, even if you did have a car, which I didn't know anyone who did have, they didn't come till after the war, really. Mm-hmm. But it was...
no petrol, I guess.
Petrol rationing.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yes. Mm. I didn't like whale meat.
Whale meat?
Whale meat.
You ate whale meat? Was that because it was Gateshead and they could bring them in from the sea?
I think that was in the Midlands I had the whale meat.
Gosh.
I don't know where my mother had got it from.
Right.
And then a bit later on, I decided to be, I wanted to be a nurse.
Okay.
You know, so one thing lead, but that wasn't anything to do with the war.
No. So did you just get fed up with working in the department store then?
Well, like a lot of young people, you make up your mind you want to do something and then it's not what you think or something upsets you or whatever, so you decide to leave.
Did something upset you?
Oh, a lot of things upset. As I say, my parents were very strict.
Right, okay. Thank you.